Childe Harold's Pilgrimage consists of four cantos that were written over a period of 9 years. Of them, Canto 4 is considered the masterpiece. Begun in June 1817 in Venice, it was finished in January 1818, roughly around the same time as Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, and was carried back to England for publication by Byron's lifelong friend, John Cam Hobhouse, to whom it was dedicated. In summing up this work, noted Byron scholar Leslie Marchand pointed out that it interweaves the pageant of Byron's bleeding heart with the pageant of Italy from Venice to Rome. In retracing Roman history, Byron achieved his finest statement of the Sic transit Gloria Mundi theme, so passes away the glory of the world. The scope of Childe Harold's Italian pilgrimage is indeed encyclopedic, both chronologically and geographically, Marchand went on to note. Among the highlights are, first and foremost, Venice and her beauty in decay, Arqua and Petrarch, Ferrara and Tasso, Florence and Ariosto and Dante, and then the Rome of Tully, Virgil and Livy, the Colosseum, the Dying Gladiator, the Pantheon, the Castle of San Angelo, and St. Peter's. And now, here are our readers, Russell Oberlin and Richard Edelman, to give us a lion's share of Canto 4. The illustrations are for the most part engravings after the works of Turner and Piranesi's sketches, with some other engravings by a close contemporary of Byron named William Findon. Interludes will be marked by guitarist Dennis Cinelli.